We hadn't noticed him before he spoke. He wore green dungarees, leggings, and a cloth-covered helmet like ourselves, and carried a 45-caliber automatic pistol like any mortar gunner, machine gunner, or one of our officers. Of course, he wore no rank insignia, being in combat. What astonished us was that he looked to be more than 50 years old and wore glasses, a rarity. For example, only two men in Company K wore them. When he took off his helmet to mop his brow, we saw his gray hair. Most men forward of division and regimental CPs were in their late teens or early 20s. Many officers were in their mid-20s. When asked who he was and what unit he was in, he replied, "Captain Paul Douglas, I was division adjutant until that barrage hit the 5th Marine CP yesterday. Then I was assigned as R1, personnel officer, in the 5th Regiment. I am very proud to be with the 5th Marines," he said.
"Gosh, Captain, you don't have to be up here at all, do you?"
asked one of our detail in disbelief as he passed ammo boxes to the fatherly officer.
"No," Douglas said. "But I always want to know how you boys up here are making out, and I want to help if I can. What company you fellas from?"
"From K Company, sir," I answered. His face lit up, and he said,
"Ah, you're in Andy Haldane's company."
We asked Douglas if he knew Ak-Ak. He said yes, they were old friends. As we finished unloading, we all agreed that there wasn't a finer company commander than Captain Haldane. A couple more mortar shells crashed nearby. Our luck would run out soon. Japanese gunners usually got right on target. So we yelled, "Shove off!" to the driver. He waved and clanked away in his unloaded Amtrak. Captain Douglas helped us stack some of the ammo and told us we had better disperse. I heard a buddy ask, "What's that crazy old gray-headed guy doing up here if he could be back at regiment?"
Our NCO growled, "Shut up, knock it off, you eight ball. He's trying to help knuckleheads like you, and he's a damned good man."
Paul Douglas became a legend in the 1st Marine Division. This remarkable man was 53 years old, had been an economics professor at the University of Chicago, and had enlisted in the Marine Corps as a private. In the Peleliu battle, he was slightly wounded, carrying flamethrower ammunition up to the lines. At Okinawa, he was wounded seriously by a bullet in the arm while carrying wounded for 3-5. Even after months of therapy, he didn't regain complete use of the limb. Years after the war, I had the great pleasure of meeting and visiting with Senator Paul Douglas. I told him about the remark referring to him as the crazy old gray-headed guy. He laughed heartily and expressed great pride in having served with the 1st Marine Division.